I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. It's Monday morning.
Here we are.
Yeah, we had that temperature change over the weekend. You know, Saturday, pretty toasty and sunny out there. And then wrapping up the weekend yesterday with temperatures that just weren't as warm. And feeling the effects of a cold front, especially early this morning. As a lot of you get back into your work week routines, just make sure that you grab that jacket. You'll likely need it this morning. A lot of us right now in the 40s. And then only getting up to a high of 69 degrees. It's going to be pretty nice out there later on this afternoon under those mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to continue to be pretty light too. Clear skies tonight, allowing us to dip down to a chilly low of 44 degrees. So going to be another chilly start to our Tuesday about 24 hours from now. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow afternoon. And pleasant again under mainly sunny skies, getting up to 64 degrees. Now a northeast breeze going to be a bit stronger at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Once we get into the middle of the week, still pleasant, 63 for a high Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. A little bit warmer during the second half of the week, Thursday, 73. And then 75 on Friday, a little bit warmer, but still near average. We'll also see rain chances return to the forecast later on this week, too. We only have a 10% chance on Friday, but then bumping that up to a 20% chance both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 70s. Right now, we're at 47 degrees, light north wind at 7 miles an hour, and very little cloud cover out there.
Now, we're more than 9 inches below normal on our precipitation. It just keeps getting worse. We need some showers. We need a little rain here.
Yeah, at least there's some on the horizon. Still a little bit too early to call our weekend a washout, but you know we'll continue to shape and shift that picture as we get closer to the weekend.
Okay, thanks, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning, and yesterday's high temperature, Sunday's high, 77 degrees in Wichita. A normal high for the date is 72. This is the
Now we're going to be below normal for a few days.
This is the 14th day of October, 2024. It was on this date in 1964, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was named winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. That was in 1964. Birthdays today. How about this one? Fashion designer Ralph Lauren is 85.
Very famous.
Yeah. Actually, his birth name is Ralph Lifshitz.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but no wonder he changed it. The brand Ralph Lauren, a global multi-billion dollar enterprise.
Yep.
Polo, for one of his products.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Been a very, very, very successful
back in the day when every stylish guy had a polo shirt. Had a shirt with a polo logo on it. Yeah, that was big time. Whew.
We had, over the weekend, Friday Night Football, of course.
Yes.
One of my granddaughters, Mary, is cheering for Carol again in her senior year. And they were playing Carol. They were playing Capen over at Carol. And it was got a little lopsided there, Ted. Capen was kind of ran over them a little bit.
A little bit?
Well, I was a final.
42 to nothing.
42, yeah. They were 35, I think, when I went home. But did run into somebody, an acquaintance of mine, Wichita Police Chief, retired former Wichita Police Chief, and retired May City Manager Richard Lemonion was there.
At the Cape and Carroll game.
Oh, yeah. His son is...
Why wasn't he at the Mays South game?
Oh, he doesn't care about them. His son's a teacher, administrator, vice principal at Carroll.
Okay, there's the connection.
I'm not sure what it is, but he's the guy who keeps my grandkids in line over there. So, yeah, Richard was there, and we stood up there and talked for quite a while, but we were in people's way, so he let him go and watch the game. But it was nice to see him. He's doing very well. And they had a pregame, the school puts on these tailgate parties, and he had them catered in. I'm not sure who it was this week. Maybe Hog Wild. Anyway, Mark Eisman was there. This guy, when I paid my bill to get in, I asked for a senior citizen discount, and he denied that to me. Said, you're cheap. Get out of here. Get out of my face. So, yeah. So thank you, Mark.
Rude.
No, he was nice to me. All right, so we got a new Columbus Day poll finding that we're still more likely to say we should celebrate it. 43% of Americans approve celebrating Columbus Day. 23%.
About the same number that approves of every political candidate.
Yeah.
About 43%.
23% disapprove. The other third say they either don't know or don't really care.
Or don't know or don't care.
I got a few quick Columbus Day stats for you this morning. 69% agree he played an important part in American history. Kind of argue with that one. Kind of hard to argue with that one. But we're split on whether he was more of a hero or a villain. Most popular answer was neither or both, or it's complicated. But 35% hero, 20% said villain. Around 1 in 4 Americans think most of what they learned in school about Columbus wasn't true, really. 25% still think he was the first explorer to reach North America. The Vikings actually had a settlement in Canada almost 5 centuries earlier.
Yeah, but nobody knew that.
Yeah, they were Canadians.
Most people didn't know that.
There you go.
We know that now.
Facts about Columbus Day. 718.
You know, you talked about
go ahead.
You talked about not knowing and not caring. Remember old former Shocker women's basketball coach Daryl Smith always said, "What's your problem? Are you ignorant or apathetic?" Says, "I don't know and I don't care."
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect answer. All right. It's 7:18 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS and Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All righty, let's take a look at Monday Night Football tonight. We've got a matchup between the first-place Buffalo Bills visiting the New York Jets. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses. Expected to be close. The Bills are a one-point favorite. Let's get a preview.
It's been a wild week for the Jets. On Tuesday, owner Woody Johnson announced that Robert Saleh would no longer serve as head coach just 5 games into the season, naming Jeff Ulbrich as interim coach. 2 days later, Ulbrich tabbed Todd Downing as the new offensive play caller, taking that role away from Nathaniel Hackett. Amid all the change, the Jets will try and snap a 2-game losing streak when they welcome the Bills to MetLife Stadium at 8:15 Eastern. Despite starting the year 2-3, a win for the Jets, and they're tied atop the AFC East standings. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All right. So you've got Monday Night Football, Bills-Jets. You can listen to that one live at 7 o'clock tonight. That's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Some other NFL action. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs had a bye week. They did not play this weekend. Right. Chiefs are atop the NFL with a 5-0 record. Who's right behind the Chiefs in the conference?
Don't know.
Houston Texans.
Really?
First place Texans went on the road at New England yesterday, 41-21. Getting some time at wide receiver for the Texans from the Kansas Jayhawks, Steven Sims. He had 4 punt returns, including a 19-yard punt return that set up a Texans touchdown. He also had a 25-yard kickoff return, 55 return yards for Steven Sims, the Kansas Jayhawk, yesterday. 3 wins in a row for the Houston Texans. They are 5-1 on the season. All right, let's take a look at Shocker volleyball action yesterday. 1,200 fans at Coke Arena. Shockers hosting Florida Atlantic. Terrible start for the Shocks. They got pounded in set one, pounded again in set number two. But Coach Chris Lamb had a plan, and the Shockers win the third set. They win the fourth set, and then they won the fifth set, 16-14, and came back to beat Florida Atlantic 3-2. Katie Galligan had a couple of service aces. Maddie Wilson with 11 kills and 7 blocks. And pretty good stuff as the Shocks get the win. Annalie Hellesty also had 20 digs as the Shocks get the win. Shocker volleyball now 4-2 in the conference, tied for third place. And they'll talk about it tonight, the weekly edition of the Chris Lamb Show with the Shocker volleyball coach, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy. Chris Lamb radio show, 6 o'clock tonight, and that is over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Yesterday at a ceremony in Topeka, the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame inducting a dozen new members to the organization, including Ron Nugent from East High School here in Wichita. He was an All-American swimmer at KU. Another inductee, former Wichita State men's basketball coach Mark Turgeon, who took the Shockers to the Sweet 16. Among the inductees yesterday into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. And a couple of baseball birthdays today. How about former Wichita Arrows pitcher Ed Figueroa? He is 76 today. By the time he pitched for the Arrows in 1981, he had already won two World Series rings with the New York Yankees. And he's the only pitcher from Puerto Rico with a 20-win season in the major leagues.
Ooh.
Okay. Former Arrows pitcher Ed Figueroa, he is 76 years old today. And a happy birthday to former Kansas City Royals player Willie Mays Akins. Is 70 years old today. First baseman for the Royals, played 8 years in the big leagues, half of those with the Royals. In his final year with the Royals, he hit .302 in 1983. Pretty good hitter.
Yeah, how about that?
Former Royals first baseman, Willie Mays Akins. It's his birthday. He is 70 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. How long can we expect to live? That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.